Thank you so very much for taking time from your busy schedule to be on with us to discuss home ownership. And this is Home Ownership Month in across the nation.
Yes, sir, it is. It is. And we here at Rural Development extend an opportunity for everyone in rural communities to take advantage of our program. So certainly we are excited to talk about the opportunities of home ownership. And of course, all of us know that home ownership gives strength to our rural communities and help families and individuals build wealth to achieve financial stability. And so certainly we're just happy about celebrating this month and trying to make sure that our rural communities take advantage of these programs that we have to offer.
Well, we certainly will want to get that information out to them to help people in the rural area enjoy home ownership. Let's talk about the importance of home ownership to the USDA.
Sure. Rural America is a place where everyone can call home, and we're trying to expand opportunities of home ownership to give our rural communities the help that they need with their families, because we want them to build wealth and, as I said earlier, achieve financial stability. We provide services that individuals can build well-built, energy-efficient, affordable housing, and we realize that is very essential to our communities, and it's across rural Alabama and across rural America. So certainly, and when you own or rent a home, you're investing into the community where you live. So certainly we want all the people to realize that certainly we have those programs to assist and help them whatever stage they are in life. If they're in need of an apartment, we have some apartment complexes in those areas. So certainly we have the 502 program, which is a program you can acquire through a purchase, or you can construct a home, a new home. And we also have the guaranteed program that's available for the people who are of a higher income. So we want to make sure that we can do the things that we need to do to move our towns and small communities to an impactful range in life, so that we can help people to better themselves. And these are very good programs. That single family housing program has been around for a long time and has helped a lot of individuals across the state of Alabama. So we certainly want to continue to promote our programs and allow the general public to know that we still are here to serve and help people in our rural communities.
All right. You mentioned that single family housing direct loan program. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, how people can get those first homes or get into a single family dwelling?
Yes, sir. We can. It's three things to help a person qualify for the 502 program. That's income, repayment ability, and credit. And, of course, we will dwell on the credit for a little while here. We'll say that 640 is a cutoff score. However, if you're below the 640 and there are medical or other things that were beyond your control, we can take a look at that and utilize some other risk factors and other non-traditional credit sources to enhance the stability of the application, and we still can make a positive decision on the application. Of course, the income is based on the family size for the particular area that you're applying in. Of course, Cherokee County there, I am familiar with some of those communities over there. So you have Center, Cedar Bluff, McCoy's Cross, Collinsville, and Leesburg. So certainly I may have missed in Fort Payne, but I may have missed some of those communities, but I do have some knowledge of those areas. And so certainly I think some of those areas are eligible for our programs. And so certainly we want to make sure that we make people aware that we still have a good viable program here. And the next thing is the repayment ability, where is that we do an adjustment and look at the analysis on the underwriting, and make sure that there's adequate amount of money left over to make a house payment. And, of course, on top of that, we have something called a payment assistance program that goes along with it. And if there's a chance that the homeowner needs some assistance, they can be granted the payment assistance in the application process. And, of course, what that means is basically the house payment can go down to 1%.
And you mentioned earlier about the guaranteed home loan. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, guaranteed home loans for those people that are above the low income limitations. And, of course, you have local lenders or regional lenders in that area. that would underwrite the loan, and USDA Rural Development would give a guarantee the portion of the loan, and we would work with the applicant that way. So we basically provide a set of more or less a security measure to the lenders and help them to be able to serve.
And then we also know from time to time when people already has a home that USDA has been able to assist with repairs. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. That's the 504 program, and it's utilized for rehabilitation. It can be utilized to make the repairs, and, of course, it's income-driven also. We have a grant program involved with the 504 program. That means a person has to be 62 years of age or older. And also that person would have to meet the grant limitations, which is slightly lower than the very low income possibility. That grant is utilized for feasibility and based on an individual need for each household. So basically that grant can go up to $10,000. And we have a loan for 1% to go along with that, that can go up to $40,000. So if the person meets all those criteria, we basically can invest about $50,000 in a property. Now, of course, we have to make sure that the property has the value to support the $50,000 of investment. So certainly we would each of those cases on a case-by-case basis. So it's a really, really good program, and we were capped at $7,500, but now that has been extended to $10,000, and the loan has been increased to $40,000. So that gives us about $50,000 to work on an existing loan.
Sure, and there's a lot of ways that you've mentioned that you can assist people. Are there any other USDA programs that we haven't talked about that are available to help people like to find a place to live? You mentioned that earlier.
Right. We have the Mutual Self Help Housing is a program, which basically you can get a series of families to go together, and of course they can create a Mutual Self Help program, and that's where sweat and equity come in from the homeowners, and they work as a group. We have a program of that nature to help communities to develop themselves and help homeowners who might need that extra support of working together. And then, of course, we have the multifamily housing program, which, of course, there I don't have knowledge of all of them in that area, but, of course, we do have some 515 complexes in those areas over there that would certainly allow people to move into those apartment complexes if the need is there. And, of course, most of those have rental assistance attached to them also. So certainly I think that those two programs would be where we need to be at. And I'd like to say, too, sir, USDA has over 40 programs that we can help rural communities, from economic development on down to broadband, down to looking at the opportunities for economic development, as far as sewer, water, community facilities, which consist of fire stations, police cars, city halls, schools, daycares, you name it in the community, equipment. We can help with those programs, and our Huntsville office and our Anniston office in those areas have taken advantage of a lot of the volunteer fire departments. And so certainly we would like for people that have a possible application or possible program that we can assist them with, we would like for them to reach out to our offices. We have the office that serves your county is located in Anniston. And certainly there are people there willing to serve and ready to go to work to help people. So certainly we just want to amplify programs and let people in our communities know that we are here in Alabama to help people to make a better life for themselves and create the opportunities that our state has been so granted. And so we're just thankful to have an opportunity to come on your program this morning and really, really talk about how we're excited about helping our rural communities.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to have you on to discuss this very vital information for the communities. One other thing before I let you go, you know, this day and time we go online and find everything. Do you have an online presence where people can find more about the USDA online to assist them in with all these programs?
Yes, sir. We do. We do. We do. We have a web page there. It's rd.usda.gov/AL. And we also, on Twitter, we at rd_Alabama, spelled out.
Okay. So they can get in touch with you online, or then once they find out what the number is in Anniston, and I'm sure they can find that online, then they can call there and get more information, because in Anniston serves Cherokee County. Now, our coverage area is greater than just Cherokee. We cover portions of DeKalb, Calhoun, Anniston, Cleburne, and other counties in the immediate area. Does your office in Anniston serve those areas as well?
Yes, sir. I can check the counties. First of all, I'd like to give you the phone number. It's area code 256-831-3067. That's the Anniston number. The counties that that office serves is going to be Randolph, Clay, Talladega, Calhoun, Cleburne, Cherokee, Etowah, and DeKalb counties.
Well, that's a lot of our coverage area, and we sure are glad to get this information to cover such a large area. And again, that number is 256-831-3067. Anything else that we need to discuss there, Mr. Gordon, before we let you go?
No, sir. I'd like to say thanks again for giving us an opportunity and a platform to come before your listening audience this morning. And just would like to say that USDA stands here ready to support our rural communities and help in any way that we can. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to speak to, this morning.
Well, in the future, as we go forward and your programs continue to help the people in the area, we hope that we'll have you back on to discuss some of the successes that you're having in the area and expand on that sometime in the future. But we appreciate your time so very much. Mr. Nivory Gordon, State Director of the USDA in Alabama, and we're discussing Home Ownership Month for 2022. And we hope you have a great day, Mr. Gordon.
Thank you, sir. You do the same.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so very much for being with us this morning on WEIS. We love bringing you this type of information to help you live better in Cherokee.